very young but very wise. She said, you can make the decision, we can make the decision to control our immediate environment and try to do everything that we can to make just our own immediate space a better place. And hopefully that eventually translates to the country as a whole, the world as a whole. My job as a teacher, I've always been a little bit more probably laid back than a lot of teachers because I don't really care about a lot of things about school. I care about education, and I care about kids. And I view my job as, I'm someone who, you know, better know what they're talking about when it comes to books and movies and writing, things like that. But I'm also here, I think, to help us get through this, whatever it is, through the high school experience. High school is not an easy time, I know and I remember. And so that is my job. And so I'm here to, I will still protect people as needed. I will encourage you to protect and take care of other people as well.
Madeline Addington?
And be particularly sensitive to groups who could be subject to some harsh treatment, whether it comes from the administration or not. It's pretty clear that many, though not all, of his supporters have some feelings about how things are changing in this country and how they don't like them. So, you know, take care of people that you know that are people of color, who are of non-dominant sexual orientation, things like that. Because we just, you know, we kind of do need to work together on this. So that's just kind of my main message, is that I want you to know that I am here to help protect, and I will, if there's any kind of incident, whether it's in the classroom, in the school, or the world at large, you know, I will fight for you. And I want to encourage you to educate yourself so that you can make a difference as you graduate from high school, and most of you will be graduating this year, as you go out into the world. So just engage others in discussion and try to make the world a better place. Do you guys have any? I'm not going to force anyone to talk about it. But I also want to give people space to talk about it if they do want to ask a question or make a comment or something like that. And if people don't, that's totally fine. Like, we'll start the movie at some point during the class. Like, you know, I'm not trying to monopolize all the time with discussion if people don't want to have it. But I also wanted to give people space to share their feelings, thoughts, anything like that. So if anyone has anything, just please go ahead. I'll give like a 30 seconds here of contemplation if no one raises their hand.
Kevin? I just think that in spite of the divisiveness, I think that it's really important that we all remember that above all else, we're all Americans, and that signifies that.
I hope that reminds me of one other thing I did want to say, and that's that if you or someone you know voted for, some of you are old enough to vote, voted for or supported Trump, I don't automatically assume that you are a card-carrying, sheet-wearing racist, okay? I realize that there are going to be people who that's the conclusion that they come to. And I don't think that's true. I do think that there are other factors at play that came up in this election. I would ask you, if you are someone who voted for him, supported him, don't see what the big deal is, I would ask you to think about what David said and think about what message it sends to a lot of people of color, people of Muslim faith. He made a pretty good run at the Jews towards the end of the campaign. If you, you know, think about your Jewish friends, Hispanics, the whole thing.
Here we go.
The whole campaign. I would ask you to consider what message that sends to those groups of people. Even if you did not intend to send a message of racism and hate. The idea that we're all Americans is true nominally. Like, we are defined as American. If you live in this country, you are an American. But a lot of people made the decision to vote for someone who started the birther movement, which insinuated and accused the president of the United States, the current sitting president of the United States, of not actually being an American. And his campaign was waged in such a way that a lot of people felt like he was essentially calling them, saying that you don't belong here. And so that people, supporters need to reckon with that. Like this, I'm seeing a lot of rhetoric about like, well, we really overlooked this group of people who were so mad and like we need to reach out to them. Sure, like we can argue all day about like what the Democrats should have done to try to appeal to the white, rural whites, although it was more than just rural whites. But, you know, I don't think that we should just give a free pass to them and say that their vote has no consequences, because it does. So, anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to start yapping again, but David's comment just kind of reminded me of what I wanted to say initially. Other thoughts or comments or questions? Again, I'll give like 30 seconds for people to kind of think.